Welcome to the MS Daily Podcast. This is episode 1003. The thing that you're running from is eventually going to catch up. Now, avoiding things, running from things, focusing on distractions, it's all the same thing. There is something inside you, some response that you have to something that you don't want to deal with, and you have figured out that if you take that energy, that anxiousness that you have from that thing inside you that you don't want to deal with, and you channel it towards other things, could be your status as a parent, could be your status online, could be your career, could be anything. It could be a TV show that you're binge watching however many times. You've seen the series, but you keep watching it over and over. Maybe you've watched it a dozen times, the entire series, or maybe you're just going from series to series where you just, you know, whatever it is. And see, the thing is from the outside, you might be successful. Again, you're taking energy on something that you don't want to deal with, and you're putting it towards something else. And that kind of energy can lead to a lot of boxes being checked, a lot of productivity, a lot of goals being hit. But here's the thing, and we talk about this a lot. It's about what's driving your actions, because if what's driving your actions is distraction, fear, anxiousness. One, while you're going after your stuff inside, I mean, you are all over the place, right? You're an emotional mess. The slightest thing sets you off, or you're so tightly wound that you don't feel anything. You're numb. But eventually, at some point, you're going to be the volcano that erupts. Now, you may know this. You may know this and have buried this along with everything else. And you're just putting that off. You're like, I can continue to go. Look at all the progress I've made. Look at how I've coped. Look at how I'm dealing with things right now. Look at how long I've done this. I'm good at this. I'm fooling. And you might be fooling everyone else, including yourself. But I don't necessarily think deep down that you're fooling yourself. I think you know. But again, we live in a world where there's so many distractions. It's easy to transfer from one thing to the next. It's also, as I mentioned, a lot of what people deem success in the world, you can be checking those boxes by channeling the stuff that you don't want to deal with in another direction. And you might have even convinced yourself that this is how you're productive. I can tell you, when you start dealing with how you feel on the inside, and there might be one thing that you know is causing this anxiousness, this avoidance that you're wanting to do. But see, when you start to dig into it, the problem is you might find other things. So something, if you work through therapy, which I hope that each and every person has the opportunity to not only go to therapy, but work with a therapist, that they actually are able to connect some dots and are able to work through some things. It's not just digging things up and talking about it. It's actually working through things with therapy, and therapy is a tool. And I think there's a lot of other tools, and we talk about them, that we use. Journaling's a huge one. Basically everything that's in YLF 365 is something that I've used, and those aren't the only tools. Those are just the ones that I used. And I was thinking, you know what, if we can get these out to other folks, then they could see the benefit from them. But once you start digging into stuff, you might have one thing that you think is really driving all of this, and then you'll find there's other stuff. You'll find that there's things that you have forgotten about, that in your mind you have tucked it away. And I'll tell you what, there's going to be many people that tell you you're better off just not dealing with this stuff. you're not really, you know, it's not good to go into the deep crevices of your mind. There's a reason why your mind is shutting that stuff off. And, you know, the thing that I would say is that you, if you feel the pain, I think eventually it needs to be worked through. Now you're most likely going to need professional assistance, therapy, and counseling to really get that started and to really make any leeway. But I just, I think for you, working through stuff, and I mean, I think you can work through a lot of stuff on your own. I think a lot of people try, and I think you can definitely make some headway. But the reason I talk about this is if you deal with it, the stuff that you're running from, if you actually are able to face it and you are able to work through it, you still have all of these skills that you developed from running from the stuff that you transferred into everything else. I mean, if you're somebody that overachieves in your career or you are a very attentive person, you still have these things. It's just different once you've started to really work through things. And it's painful working through the stuff. If you're actually working through it, and that's one of the things that I really worry about when we, you know, I love that there's so much talk about mental health and emotional health, and we need to talk about this stuff. There's a lot of stuff. A lot of people are suffering inside their own head. We need to talk about it. The thing that I see, though, sometimes when we talk about things on social media is that when we're doing these in really short clips, like these reels and TikTok style videos, these 15 to 60 second things, it's very easy to just start talking about bullet points and concepts. And all of this stuff is contextual. Everybody's experience is going to be different, but I really do think there's a lot of suffering. And I think you deserve to be able to work through stuff and live your life. And having to come to terms with things, it's going to be hard. And like I said, you're going to uncover things most likely that are really deep that you didn't even think were bothering you in the first place. You think it's something else. You dig it, work on thing one. All of a sudden things 2 through 7 come up. But I am telling you, you can spend your entire life running from the insecurity, but it will catch up. And it's going to rear its head throughout your life. And you probably already know this. If this is how you operate, and a lot of times when people will say things like, oh, well, that's just how I am. Well, that's them making excuses for when this stuff seeps out. When people are suffering, when people are in pain, emotional, physical, whatever, they lash out. The slightest thing, right? I just want you to work through it because eventually it will catch up to you. And when it catches up to you, it will pull you down. And you may, I don't want to say that you can't get up from it, because I think people can. I think people are really resilient. I think, you know, I mean, people survive a lot of stuff and they work their way through. I just don't want to see it get to that point for you. And I don't want to see you going through suffering while you're trying to avoid stuff. So, fairly heavy topic, I know. Any thoughts that you have on this, if you want to share them, you can go ahead and do it. Email is daryl@darylperry.com. It's daryl@darylperry.com. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.